Hello, this is Zorro Daddy. Each of us have things that we deem as being important, and it is the test of a lifetime to learn what is most important to others, and to make it important to us as well. These are the people we become closest to. This story is titled That Hotel Room, and I hope you enjoy listening to it. If you're listening to it as a bedtime story, I hope you dream big about being little. Every word you will hear is a piece of my heart, mind, and soul. That Hotel Room by Zorro Daddy. I've heard it said that the key to happiness comes down to just one thing. And that one thing will be different for each individual. In due time, we discover what that means. But sometimes, it can be revealed in the most unusual, yet most comforting of ways. I remember when it was revealed to me, as if it were yesterday. I sat at the desk at my laptop, which at this point still had the V key. But my head wasn't into stories or emails at that point. Instead, I was fixated on the angel asleep on the hotel bed across the room. As if fate and Lady Luck had struck a deal, that girl and I found each other. We were perfect opposites, a daddy and a baby girl. How I got so lucky, I only have theories to explain. But whatever the reason, the one thing I knew for sure was that this was all real. We were a couple, and fast I was falling in love with her. I remember just sitting there, looking over at her asleep on the bed. She was wearing nothing more than her diaper, a pink t-shirt, and a pair of pink and white striped fuzzy socks. She was beautiful, and the glow of the moonlit sky, which peeked through the partially drawn Venetian blinds, mixed with the light shining out of the bathroom, gave the whole room the radiance of fantasy, magic, and affection for the dreams we both harbored in our souls. And now, the right moment, and the right person with which to share them, had come to be. I had known her about a month at this point. We began as emailers, then we moved to IM chats and straight into our first phone call in one night. In a matter of no time, I visited her, and now had returned for the second time, just 5 days later. Looking back on it now, I can still only attempt to put to words how much the thought of her saturated my sense of being, captivated my days and nights, and how my life had seemingly changed without any big ado. But rather, as if it were naturally supposed to have happened right then. My entire life before meeting her seemed as if it was all preparation for her arrival. I had never really known love before her, at least not to the magnitude that I felt it when consumed by her essence. And there she laid, the baby girl whom I was supposed to meet, for whom I was supposed to fall in love with, a swiftness that turned it into a need, rather than just a passion, a priority, rather than just an option, building towards a lifetime, rather than just a night. Her frame only covered a portion of one side of the body and of the bed, and she had contorted her position to find maximum physical comfort while sleeping. Unfortunately, she still hadn't found the maximum comfort, and she just kept shifting. I studied her from across the hotel room, standing up and taking in the sight of her. Her smoothly shaven legs jumped out at me first. Her thighs, so tender and soft in appearance, made me follow their length to her knees, to her ankles, and those silly pinkish socks. Oh my, how she loved the color pink. She would have one leg stretched out and the other bent at the knee. Then she would flip over onto her back and bend both knees, joining her feet together at the soles. It was all a part of that quest to find that perfect comfort. Her skin was so tanned and so soft to touch. It contrasted the gleaming white diaper wrapped around her waist in between. And if I recall correctly, it was a Bambino diaper with one of those playful stickers on the front. Directly above the diaper was more contrasting tanned skin, as her tummy was showing, thanks to the pink t-shirt having been shifted up with her body during her many tosses and turns. She had so many beautiful little features about her. Beyond her personality and cheery smile and the way she carried herself was her body and how she took care of it. It showed her pride in how she looked, and that reflected back to everything non-physical about her. The pink t-shirt had this little bluish and purplish grape-looking cartoon character on it, and he was smiling. And why wouldn't he be? He was happily positioned on the shirt between her breasts. Now, I won't go into detail about how they looked. Some mental pictures about this story belong to me and me alone. But let me simply say, she was breathtaking. Her arms were bent at the elbows, and in her present sleeping position, her hands drew up towards her face. Her right hand, I believe, was stretched back and resting underneath the back of her neck. Her left hand was balled up into a soft, tiny little fist, which she nuzzled against the side of her face. She looked adorable resting like that. And though they weren't visible at that moment, her fingernails were often painted pink, too. But I don't believe they were on that day. And then there was her hair. Oh, naturally curly and layered with that dirty blonde shade. Its length went partway down her back, and somehow she managed to keep it all out of her face, regardless of the sleeping position she was experimenting with at the moment. I remember I had arrived at that hotel the afternoon of the day prior, conked out almost immediately, and remained asleep until a knock came to the door. I got up and stumbled to the door, partially asleep still, but it was when I looked through the peephole and saw her standing there that my heart began to race with the happiness I would soon become accustomed to feeling at every first sight I had of her on each trip. I snapped fully awake and yanked the door open. Before the doorknob had left my hand, we had embraced. And before the door had latched itself shut again, that happiness had grown to a scorching desire to make the most of every minute I had with her. I planted her to the wall, and then on the bed, and well, you get the idea. Coming out of that reflection, I quietly walked up to the edge of the bed and sat down, putting my hand on the blanket aside of her, and leaning forward to admire those tiny little features about her face, which you could only see when up close. Each one of them made her unique, from the chiseled eyebrows that I traced with my fingertips, to those eyelids, which she touched off with bright shades of shadow from pinpoint outline to the eye-lined edges underneath her lashes with sharpened focus on her eyes, to the calm cheeks of her face, which I stroked gently. In other words, all those cute little makeup touches. She was a beautiful, beautiful girl, and she was so relaxed at that moment, except for her lips, subconsciously searching for her pacifier, which had fallen free a short while ago. I followed the string that attached her pacifier to the collar of her pink shirt, but the pacifier itself had slipped behind her neck and was being clasped by her right hand. I looked over to the coffee table, which we had pushed up to the foot of the bed, and I was hoping to find another pacifier on it, but there wasn't one there. I smiled, taking a moment to reflect on the reason why there was a jigsaw puzzle of Cinderella sitting on that coffee table, completed and perfectly centered. She spent a bit of time earlier that night having put it together. She lied on her belly on the bed and worked on that puzzle until it was done. I remember crawling up behind her, kissing her neck as I produced my camera, and snapped a few shots of us. It was a sweet memory, but one that didn't help me find another pacifier for her for that moment. But as if the solution was always supposed to present itself when the time was right, she whimpered a bit and stretched her arms out, allowing the pacifier to fall from her right hand. I picked it up and returned it between her lips. She would twinge for her moment, like her muscles had tensed, and then she relaxed her body once more as a big smile formed behind her pacifier. With a raised eyebrow and a knowing smile, I placed my hand on her diapered front and then between her legs. She wasn't soaked yet, but had just made a stride closer to getting there. I studied her face and thought, what could she be dreaming about? What comfort she had, what security she must have been feeling, what peace of mind she must have been in, and how wonderful it felt to give that to her, to help her reach that state of mind. And then she opened her eyes, looking straight up at me as if she knew it was time to awaken, and as if she wanted to see nothing more than me with first sight. I gazed down at my baby girl, and my mind flashed back to our last conversation we had before I left the weekend prior. I remember we were lying on her living room rug in the same position as we were on that hotel bed, and she looked up at me with the same question on her mind as I was thinking. What would lie beyond this first meeting and this first weekend together? I remember I said to her, if there is a place for me here, I want to belong. And her reply was, everything happens for a reason. My flashback ended in an instant, and her eyes gave me the answer. Not just about the reasons for fate, but also what that one thing was which brought me happiness. I smiled. All I could do was smile. It was the truth. Anything more would have been too much, and anything less would have been forgetful. And it was just one thing. And at that moment I realized it was all I ever needed. The end.